With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-Al.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a v-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that the average American has 97 points they can add to their credit score and have no idea how to get them?
ScoreMaster is the new credit science that super boosts your credit score. Forget raising your credit score a few points.
That's weak.
The average ScoreMaster user raises their credit score 61 points in 20 days or less.
61 points. Come on. Say your credit is in the high 500s to mid 600s when you bought that new car, okay? If you'd gone to ScoreMaster first and raised your credit score just the average 61 points our listeners get, you could have saved $9,000 on your car loan.
$9,000, people. And if you'd gone to ScoreMaster before applying for a home loan and raised your score just the average 61 points our listeners get, you could have saved almost $100,000 over the life of your loan.
That's real money, people. That's real, real money.
Real money.
If you own a business, you know how essential great credit is, from getting a loan to funding projects to financing equipment. Go to ScoreMaster first and see how super boosting your business credit score can save you a fortune.
ScoreMaster puts you in control of your finances, not the banks. Enroll in minutes and see how many plus points ScoreMaster can add to your credit score. Visit ScoreMaster.com/offer. ScoreMaster.com/offer.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. It's not that much left, guys.
It's not that much, guys.
It's not that much. We just gotta keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm energized, Angela.
I know. Me too. But first, thank you again, those of you who came to the Sexy Liberal Virtual Tour. And if you've not seen a Sexy Liberal Virtual Tour show, you still can.
You still can.
You can see all four right now if you want. Go to sexyliberal.com and go get them. They're like $15. It's totally worth it.
Totally worth it. And guess what? We're going to have another brand new, fresh out the box, freshly baked Sexy Liberal, October 24th, starting. Join
us. The tickets are on sale now.
Tickets,
you can go get tickets right now.
Get your VIP or your drunk lunch on the Sunday following.
I'm just going to say, we've got lots of celebrity surprises and fun. I mean, some really cool
fun
ones
ideas
that I can't.
Yes.
I don't think I'm allowed to say, so
oh,
I'm trying
my goodness,
really hard
I'm
not
so
to.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We've had a great time, and thank you.
Yes. You can go to Patreon and become a Frangela Patreon.
Thank you so much to all of you. You are, we've said many times, you are our patron. You are keeping us afloat. And we really, at this difficult time, we know everybody's having a hard time, and we so appreciate your
support. We really appreciate you thinking of us and supporting us, and we greatly appreciate it. And because you do that, we try to give you something else back. You get micro idiots. You get three fresh micro idiots a week. I mean, and they're hysterical.
They're so,
so go
much
check
fun.
That out.
And you can make requests.
Yeah.
We've had some people write for oldies but goodies or micro idiots that they want. Just, you know, write us at frangela08@gmail.com. Go right ahead.
Yeah. And you can go to Cameo and get a specialized Frangela video for your birthday, anniversary, tell the kids to go to school, or tell yourself to go vote.
Right. Whatever you need.
You can go to frangela.com for all your Frangela swag and needs. And you can catch us on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday morning for the
Black Power Hour.
Thank you.
The Black Power Hour.
Please visit the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and check out all the podcasts. And please share this podcast with your friends and family.
That's right.
Because that is how we grow. Person by person by
that's
person.
That's right. And that's how we get, you know, ads, and we get to keep doing this. And maybe one day we can bring back progressive radio.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Progressive political TV and all sorts of cool things. So thank you.
And I just wanted to yes and you there, Angela, because the issue that I keep saying that we're having before us as a nation is an issue of voice and education. Mm-hmm. And if we can get these things back into the mainstream, maybe we won't have to fight Fox so hard.
It is astounding to realize how little information is actually getting through to people.
Yeah.
And how bifurcated or how, you know, sectioned off we've become in terms of where people get their information.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we can go through a whole day and based on what network or whatever you watch, you can walk away from that day with a completely different set of pieces of information or
absolutely.
No information.
Absolutely.
You know, when you see what people are. If you just get your information from Facebook, what's happening to you?
That's
or if you
right.
just get it from Fox or just CNN
or
just
MSNBC,
what do you think is the issues bothering everyone, or what do you think is going on in the world?
Or just local news?
Exactly.
You know, you might be just being fed what Sinclair wants you to know.
So it's really important.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to very quickly. Just very quickly.
She's saying that for me.
This is for Angela. Very quickly talk about the confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett. Simply because they are rushing this bullshit through.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit. It's going to happen. It's kind of like getting an enema. It's happening.
Yeah. Oh, and here's the deal. Lindsey Graham, I mean, it's gross. It's grotesque to say it, but he did say this to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. It's probably not about persuading each other. All the Republicans will vote yes. All the Democrats will vote no. That isn't what's supposed to be happening.
No.
And of course, it's not about that. And so the reason that Francis is saying to talk about it very quickly is because I have crossed the Rubicon on this discussion for many reasons.
Yeah.
But I got a pep talk in it.
Oh, go, Pep.
Okay, this is the thing, everybody. I personally am not watching these hearings. I'm reading up about them because
right.
I need a break. And I need a break from this issue because here's the deal. I know that Trump said this in a horrible way about COVID, but it is what it is. We need to keep pressure, obviously, on our representatives, on our senators, to do whatever they can to stop, delay, do whatever. But let me be clear, when I really sat down and thought about this and talked myself through it, I am, number one, I am sick of, like we were just talking about, the news not getting news.
Right.
There are things happening all over the planet and in this country that we're not hearing about because the news networks are pretty much now editorial, you know, like talking head shows or like panel shows.
Yeah.
And so they're all mulling and mewling over the same pieces of information and showing this confirmation hearing. And I think that that's good. I think people, if you want to watch it, you should watch it. But it makes you feel defeated. And it distracts from the fact that we still have 700 to 1,000 Americans dying every day. We still have all of these problems. We still don't have a package, a relief package or a stimulus.
You know what? To your point, Angela, it's the hearings are doing what they're designed to
yes.
do, which is depress the vote.
They're depressing us. And here's the deal.
That's what they're designed to do. And, you know, I thought about that really hard last
mm-hmm.
night, yesterday, about being, what does it mean to depress the vote? It really literally does mean to depress
the vote.
You.
To tell people, and here's the deal. Let me say, and I mean this, nothing that is happening right now, everything that's happening right now can be solved within the confines of our current system.
Yeah.
Everything, including her, if she gets on the Supreme Court. Here's the deal. If she gets on the Supreme Court, number one, although it hasn't happened, I'm not sure it's happened ever. I feel like they might have tried it once. But you can remove somebody from the Supreme Court. But number one. But number two, here's the deal. That's one branch of our government. The reality is what we've always needed. Roe was always problematic.
Yes.
They have been gutting the shit out of Roe since Roe was passed.
That's
since
right.
Roe got through the Supreme Court. And in fact, there are, what is it, like 20 states where you can't get
an abortion
even though you have a right to it. So what they realized, what the anti-choice forces and the women's subjugation forces realized a long time ago was, we don't actually have to get rid of Roe. We could just make it meaningless by closing clinics and by doing all these other things. And they've done that.
Yep.
And they're going to continue to do that. And Roe has always been a problematic ruling. I have personal feelings about about it. I think that getting into discussion about when a fetus is a fetus was stupid.
Right.
And I don't mean stupid so flippantly. I mean that you were on a bad road when you started with that logic. Rather than what it really is abortion's a medical procedure.
Yes.
It's like a root canal. It's safe. It's just as safe as a root canal. And though you can say however you feel about babies or life, the point is it's happening in somebody else's body.
That's not your body.
It's not your body. And so I think that the minute, this is the deal. We have legislators. They are supposed to legislate. This should be a law. All we need within the confines of our current system, we just need the Senate and the House to pass laws.
That's right.
And the president to sign them into law.
Are you saying, Angela, you want the government to work?
I'd like them to govern.
No.
Okay. So this is my pep talk. Do not let these people depress you. Do not let these people overwhelm you, because everything is overwhelming right now. Do not let them tell you that we can't solve these problems or that they're going to shove this just through and there's nothing we can do about it. They are fucking wrong. There's a ton of shit we can do about it, and we're going to do it. We can get rid of all these bad, unqualified judges that they've appointed. We absolutely can.
Yep.
And we can get rid of her. But we also can have the Senate. If we can get people out to vote and we take back the Senate, and I mean take it decisively, and we take the House and we get Biden and Kamala into that White House, do you know what we will have? We will have the ability to pass laws.
That's
right. We will be able to protect gay marriage. That should be a law. We don't have to wait for court cases. And that is why I'm like, do not let this depress you. And if watching it is doing that,
don't
watch it.
Turn it off.
The breakdown later.
This is what I wanted to say really quick. The reason why I brought this up was this line right here. Barrett's confirmation would cement conservative control of the nation's highest court, giving them a 6-3 advantage. To talk about the next story.
Mm-hmm.
Because giving them the advantage is exactly what Trump wants to do, not just about around Roe v. Wade.
No, I don't even think that's their main goal.
No,
yeah.
This is about, for Trump specifically, he wants to control a court that he hopes will help him become a despot,
mm-hmm.
okay? So that's the first thing. But this is what I find happening right now. Appeals court allows Texas governor mail drop-off restrictions to stay in place. The limitation
yep.
on the number of ballot drop-off locations in Texas will stay in place for 4 million people in one county.
Yep.
One ballot box will stay in place. And you know why? You know why? Because the U.S. District Judge allowed that because it's been packed
mm-hmm.
with nothing but GOP legislators and judges. So
they're cheating.
And so they're going to try to do the exact same thing in the Supreme Court as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important to see that Greg Abbott is getting away with this. He's getting away with it.
But, you know, everything comes to an end, and this will too. And I know that, like I said, that doesn't mean you don't vote. That doesn't mean you don't use a drop box or go to that one.
That's
and
right.
stand there and make sure it gets
like they're
in.
Doing in fucking Georgia.
That,
people are standing
up.
There for 8 hours.
Do it.
Let me tell you something, baby. The reckoning is fucking coming. It's coming now.
Right. So that is why I'm like, everything is happening. And yes, it would be the pandemic is forefront because people are dying because of this lack of governing and the evil of this. But we can and will. You have the Affordable Care Act because it got legislated.
That's right.
Because
That's
it right. got voted on. Because Nancy Pelosi whipped the votes.
Yes, she did.
So here's the deal. We can solve these things. We just have to get everybody out to vote. And that vote has to be so overwhelming that it is impossible. And not
to question.
Trump's going
to
do what Trump's going to do. The thing that we're dealing with is all the people who make what he wants happen. And that's the GOP and the court. And the Supreme Court can refuse to hear the case, which is what I predict they would do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if there's no case to really hear. If we're talking about an overwhelming victory and he's trying to say 3 million people
right.
illegally voted,
mm-hmm.
like it's and it'll be more than that. But that is why you see people early voting. So understand that that is what we have to do, and that everything is solvable.
Yes.
We are not dead in the water on our civil rights.
No.
On gay marriage.
No.
This past weekend, and it didn't get enough attention. Clarence Thomas and Alito decided to stop making biscuits just long enough to say they'd like to reopen the discussion on gay marriage.
Mm.
And it didn't get enough attention in the news because they smell blood in the water. They see another conservative justice coming so that maybe they can take away LGBTQ rights again.
Yep.
Like, so here's the deal. We can overcome this, and we will, if we stay on it and we vote and you keep up that pressure.
Yes. Senator Mike Lee, who tested positive for COVID-19 less than 2 weeks ago, appeared in person for Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court hearings without a mask. And, it, you know, from Mark Meadows to COVIDa himself up on the fucking balcony whipping off masks, people, let me tell you something. It was a really hard thing for me to understand that the average IQ in this country is under 100.
Yeah.
That was a frightening thing for
when
me.
When you realize that, you're like, oh.
Frightening.
Not that IQ is everything.
Not that it's everything, but the reality is, so when you have someone modeling before the American public, and if the average IQ is 99, and people are easily influenced, and we don't want to think of ourselves like that.
No, we've got confirmation bias, and we've got, cognitive dissonance, all these things that work to make looking at information even more difficult, right? Because we're trying, we tend to focus on information that fits into things we already believe more than other information. We tend to trust information from people who are more in line, we think, with our belief system than not. And that those are hard things to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone if you, in some ways, maybe don't have the actual capacity.
And so the reality is, over and over and over, you're going to probably hear us over these next few weeks saying, vote these people out, because our lives depend on it. It really does, because they don't have any regard for their own.
No.
Mike Lee has no regard for his own or even keeping other people safe while he is in shedding infection, as does the president. The president is clearly, if he was diagnosed, came up positive a week ago, he's still shedding infection.
Well, all we
infection.
Know is we can't, well, not, one of the things we know for sure is we can't trust good old Dr. Sean.
The old
Dr. Sean, full of shit.
Morning glory shit.
That no longer considered a transmission risk to others. Well, okay, but he's been one for 8 months. Like, I don't, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, the man hasn't been wearing a mask. And so there is the, it's absolutely insane. But that I, you know, you would have thought that maybe this would change. But what I'm going to tell you, Steve Scalise taught me this. When he got shot multiple times and was rescued by a black lesbian police officer, I didn't necessarily think that he was going to be, you know, wake up and be an advocate for civil rights. But there's a part of you that thought, well, when you get shot, maybe you'll view gun violence differently. And he doesn't.
He really doesn't.
In fact, I think the first thing he did was go to the NRA and try to do something supportive for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can all get it and they don't care, because they feel like most people, I think that all of us on some level feel we're a little bit invincible, right?
Yeah,
it's not going to happen to me. And they really do. And they know that they're privileged, and that privilege, they are counting on that buying them long life, health, and anything else.
Well, I hope that, you know, for their sake, that Stephen and Kaylee and Kelly all can get the same shot that Donald Trump got.
Oh,
if they
I'm
get
sure not.
If their oxygen levels drop to that level.
Look.
And that they can get the compassionate care and medication that the president got.
But be clear, something wrong. Right? Because Trump ain't never been quick a day in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Every speech he gives, he goes over hours.
Yes.
Right? Like,
right?
Somehow this balcony address was scheduled for 30 minutes and it was
15. He couldn't make
it. He couldn't do it.
He couldn't make
what,
it.
He don't shut up. Come on now.
Ain't no up in Trump.
He's sick. Of course he's still sick.
Yes.
He's falsely up on probably way too many steroids. If you've taken them, you know what they do. You feel great. Like,
yes.
It knocks it out of you, but it doesn't really. It's suppressing reaction.
Exactly. And you know what kills me about his, you know, him having another super spreader event on the White House lawn? 2,000 people. 2,000 people.
Oh, they didn't come. It was 500.
Oh, it was 500?
They invited 2,000, but they only got 500.
Okay. Who? 500 fools?
It was Blexit, too. That's why. They had to pay for people's way in hotels, and that's the only way they even got those people. And those people, I think, there have been some reporting that suggested that they didn't even understand what they were there for.
Right.
That was the, so what's her name? Candace Tap Dance and Biscuit Make It, Step and Fetch It Owens. She called it Blexit. It's blacks exiting the Democratic Party. And I'm like, oh, you first of all, fuck her.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, Candace, you can fuck all the way off. My name's Angela V. Shelton. You can come find me in West Hollywood. We can talk in person. I'm just
saying. And when my friend done with you, then we gonna have a talk.
We can have a conversation. But yeah, that's what it's ridiculous. But have you seen the black Trump commercials?
No,
they're
not yet.
Fucking hysterical.
I gotta
There's
catch
one
it.
With this guy who sounds like he's got the really deep voice, like, and he's saying how the Joe Biden insulted us. Do you want to vote for somebody who insulted you? I'm just like, I'm sorry. Joe Biden insulted us.
Wait,
shit,
whole
countries.
Where you been for 4 years?
I'm like, are you serious? Like, that's why we vote. Like, I hate how their racism even imbues how they try to appeal to you.
This is a man who says it's okay for the government to come in and shoot you in the dead of night.
That's right. Those were heroes. A kid taking a long gun and going out to assassinate people who are peacefully and legally protesting. He's a hero. And
yeah.
They gave instructions that everybody in the administration should say positive things about that terrorist. He is a terrorist at this point. I was going to say in the making, but he's there.
Yeah. But you know what, Angela?
What, Francis?
With so many changes going on in the world nowadays, it feels like every day there's something new. But there's one thing you can count on, and that's looking good makes you feel good. And we could all use a little bit of that.
That's right. If you have under eye bags, dark circles, or crow's feet, imagine they're gone.
Mm.
Without making an appointment or leaving the house, it's called Plexiderm, a clinically studied serum that visibly reduces the signs of aging in 10 minutes and lasts up to 10 hours. We know it's true. It works. We use it every day, and it's amazing.
Yes, you've seen the before and after photos on TV and social media. And add some confidence in your life knowing that you look your best, even if you're having a makeup-free day.
Plexiderm goes on clear, so nobody's going to even know you're using it unless you happen to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we all love it. And Plexiderm works great with oil-free makeup.
Yeah, my husband loves it too. Guys love it, okay? Today, you can try a 6-day application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplex.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and give the code VOICES.
Order today. Shipping is free and it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplex.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say code VOICES at checkout.
Angela, did you know that the average American has 97 points they can add to their credit score and have no idea how to get them?
Yup. ScoreMaster is the new credit science that super boosts your credit score. Forget raising your credit score a few measly points.
That's weak!
That's right. The average ScoreMaster user raises their credit score 61 points in 20 days or less.
61 points? That's amazing. So now, say your credit score was in the high 500s to mid 600s when you bought that new car. If you'd gone to ScoreMaster first and raised your credit score just the average 61 points our listeners get, you could have saved $9,000 on your car loan.
Oh my gosh, it's real money, people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd gone to ScoreMaster before applying for a home loan and raised your score just the average 61 points our listeners get, girl, you could have saved yourself almost $100,000 over the life of your loan.
I mean, that's mind-blowing.
That's mind-blowing.
If you own a business, you know how essential great credit is. From getting a loan to funding projects to financing equipment, go to ScoreMaster first and see how super boosting your business credit score can save you a fortune.
ScoreMaster puts you in control of your finances, not the banks. Enroll in minutes and see how many plus points ScoreMaster can add to your credit score. Visit ScoreMaster.com/offer, ScoreMaster.com/offer.
Do it today.
We all need it.
Here's a couple polls real quick.
Okay.
62% of voters say that the U.S. Supreme Court should uphold Roe v. Wade, while 24% would want it overturned. 52% say filling Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat should be left to the winner of the presidential election and a Senate vote next year.
Which is why I say that it's pretty clear to me, I think at this point, it's harder and harder to say that the Republicans want to get reelected.
No, they don't.
They're on the wrong side of the Affordable Care Act, abortion, Supreme Court, and this is what's hard to accept, that maybe the subjugation is the point.
That's right.
Maybe that the point is to subjugate all of us, women, especially Black people, poor people. Like, that's the point. And it's hard to hear that. I know as I've said before, I've often wished that greed was a motivator.
Yeah.
Because greed you can counteract and you can understand. But if their point is simply maintaining white power,
yeah,
that's a whole, and I know that's scary and depressing, but I think we have to look at it because not getting through a stimulus package makes no electoral sense.
Well, here's the thing, Angela. Believe your lying eyes.
Yeah.
Believe them. Because the reality is that we are experiencing, we're living it. Mm-hmm. It's not even, it's not a conceptual issue. We are living in a country where the president is telling white supremacists to stand back and stand by.
Mm-hmm.
That is our world. That is real.
It's not interpretation.
This is not H.P. Lovecraft, love country, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? This is real.
Yep.
It's happening. Okay, another poll. Biden leads Trump by 8 percentage points in Michigan, by 10 percentage points in Wisconsin amongst likely voters. That's amazing. Well, we still can't hold on to it.
Yes, we just got to hold on to it and make sure all of those votes get out and get cast. And I think that's why you see the Trump and all the Republicans working harder on suppressing the vote than on campaigning.
That's
because
right.
Because what they know they can't win. They know they can't win if we all vote, so they've got to try to limit the vote.
Oh, and speaking of which, the 10 Senate seats most likely to flip in 3 weeks are South Carolina. You know who that is.
Jamie Harrison.
Lindsay, you gonna get put
out. Oh, and
out.
Lindsay is panicked.
Ooh, crying on TV.
Ooh, I'm gonna tell you something. Every time he cries, I try to find another $20 to send to Jamie.
Well, did you see that Jamie Harrison raised $57 million in the third quarter, shattering previous quarterly record for a Senate candidate set by Beto O'Rourke in 2018. The fundraising disparity is a big problem for the GOP Lindsey Graham, who had his moment in the spotlight during the week's confirmation hearings.
Yeah, and he's a jerk.
He's a jerk.
But he's panicked. And I have to admit, his panic is delicious.
It is. Also,
but it's not done.
It's not
done. You know what I'm saying?
In trouble, we got Doug Jones.
I'll blame Doug Jones for part of the reason Doug Jones is in trouble.
That's right.
Because Doug Jones has not been doing his job.
Doug Jones didn't
properly.
Do Doug Jones' job.
That don't mean I'm not, we need to support him, but here's the deal. Memos need to get sent. We need to be calling Doug. And if you live there in Alabama, you need to be calling Doug Jones and be like, look, we're going to get you elected again, but you are going to do what you're supposed to do,
yes,
Doug.
Yes.
No more of this not showing up for the people who put you there.
Colorado, that bitch, Cory Gardner. Get rid of his ass.
Oh, God, that would feel good.
Arizona, Senator Martha McSally.
Who shouldn't be there anyway.
No.
Right. She lost and got appointed because the bunny ranch guy died, right?
Yes.
Is that what? Yeah.
Yes. And then Maine, Susan Collins. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I would take another Republican over Susan Collins, because at least that Republican hopefully would be honest and truthful and not
such a scuzz.
She's North Carolina, soul. Tom Tillis. Iowa. Oh, Joni Ernst. Oh, if I could be rid
of
her.
Delicious. Ooh. And this is what I'm going to encourage you. You know, I'm so happy to see people getting that the down ticket matters, Senate races matter, state races matter. And I say, look forward. Yes, we may have to wait some days on some of these, but on some of them, we're not going to have to wait. So if as depressed as you may, let that depression go, because I'm going to tell you something. Get your favorite meal, your favorite whatever, ready for election night. Because just imagine, visualize hearing that Lindsay is gone.
That's right.
And how delicious that will feel and taste.
It's going to be great.
It's going to get you through.
Yeah. In Montana, real quick, Steve Daines has a problem. Georgia is David Perdue. South Carolina is Lindsey Graham.
Uh-huh.
And then 10 is Michigan, Gary Peters. So there is, and we
There's
only need
to
pick.
Play.
It's a lot in play. And we only need to pick up, what, 3 seats?
Yeah. And here's the deal. We should do better, but here, everybody, that they still need your support. They still need you people campaigning and phone banking, and we need everybody to vote.
Yes, and that, my friends, is our final word. Vote, vote, vote. And now it's time for emails. Time to go get your emails.
I want to thank you again for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com and for following us on social medias at Frangela Duo and at Idiot Week. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This first email is from Laura G. She said kind of late, but it's never kind of late. Hi, Mucho Duo. Love it. This is a little late, but I still think of the last Sexy Liberal show, which was my first. Angela's daily COVID count up was freaking hysterical. I mean, even now when I think of it, I crack up. And John's F Street rap song was killer. Sure, the guests were great, and I felt lucky to see Lily Tomlin and the president, she means Martin Sheen, President Bartlett. But the delicious surprise was how wonderful those two bits were. Thank you for lightening the load of the past 400 100 in parentheses years. Aww. Cheers and cosmic hugs, Laura W.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Laura. And now it's time for Resistance Wrap Up.
As usual, we want you to call your senators and congresspeople, your House of Representatives folks, reps, at 202-224-3121.
Yes.
And let them know what you expect out of them. But...
yes. Yes. You know, one of the things when we sit down and think about resistance, you know, and during the week, we have conversations, of course, with best friends. And, you know, one of the things that is always on our minds is homelessness, mm-hmm. Because, you know, we fear it and be honest, yeah. you know, yeah. and then also watching other people dealing with it and letting that in. And so
it's a huge problem here already. And the COVID situation has obviously made it even a starker reality. I mean, when you think about, we knew before COVID that people couldn't survive a $400 emergency.
Yeah.
Well, now, and you read story after story. So we were saying, like, what can we do? You know, are there ways to help prevent people from being thrown out while yeah. we await a government to govern?
Yes. And because we have more reports of, you know, every day of high COVID rates in the homeless shelters and homeless people dying on the streets. So communities are working hard to keep homeless people safe and keep the number of homeless people from skyrocketing. They're anxiously awaiting HUD's distribution of the $4 billion included by Congress in the CARES Act to fund these efforts. That money will be a great help, but as they make plans for using it, communities are reaffirming that it won't be enough, okay? So in the next few weeks will be a time when advocacy with Congress can have a substantial impact. And so we must take the time to educate them about which resources in our communities and what they need and what we can do to accomplish them.
That's right. So you can go to endhomelessness.org and they have some advocacy guidelines or tools. And it's the Alliance's online advocacy tools. Look for those. And there were different ways to help you contact your representatives and senators and ask for help with this agenda. Some of the things that they're seeking being this CARES 2.0 are $11.5 billion in additional emergency solution grants, funding to help people who have become homeless stay safe and return to housing quickly, $100 billion to scale up efforts to prevent housing instability, eviction, and new homelessness, and new Section 8 vouchers.
Which is very important.
Very important. These are the only practical ways to permanently escape homelessness for those who are at the greatest risk from COVID-19. And for a list of all of the Alliance's proposals, you can go there to that website. Again, endhomelessness.org. So please check that out because, you know, not everybody knows their rights and not every community has moratoriums set up the way that they are in some, and we need to do what we can to keep
everybody home.
In their homes at the very least.
Yeah, keep people homed. And it's so frightening, and I'm you know, every day, you know, we're just worried about people.
Yeah.
And I know you are too. So
yeah, no, we've had to fight with our own landlords who, in violation of the moratorium, mm-hmm. sent out letters to people saying
days
that 15 days or we're going to evict you. And they can't do that. But here's the thing, not everybody knows that, and not everybody is adept at working the system or understanding what their rights are, or then fighting for them. And it feels like you can't complain when you haven't paid your rent or like you don't
right.
know where to go. So if you know people, like, help each other. Like, let's try to help each other not be in these situations.
And be afraid.
Like, what I told my building manager was when I got this letter, because I have a payment arrangement and I've kept it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, not only is this not right, but let me explain to you what's going to happen if I see you trying to evict me or anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I will go to every building they own and I will start a tenants union.
Yeah,
I was like, I'd like you to pass that on to the building owner, mm-hmm. that this is about to be the worst decision he's ever made. And you know it. I was like, I'm an out of work actor with lawyers for parents. And she was like, I will let him know. And guess what happened? Everything's fine.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but you got to stay on them. They're going to take advantage of us. So help each other out. Check that out. And just let us know if you have anything that you think we should know about for Resist. Write us at frangela08@gmail.com and let us know.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We're Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
And we want to thank our amazing, amazing, wonderful production team.
Oh my gosh, you're
Laura,
so amazing.
Who saved the day today. And we're
oh
so sorry.
Oh my goodness, thank
Nothing
you.
Nothing was working. We can't have nice things. We love you.
We love you. With so many changes going on in the world nowadays, it feels like every day there's something new.
But there's one thing you can count on. It's that looking good makes you feel good. And we could all use a little of that.
Yes, we could. If you have under-eye bags, dark circles, or crow's feet,
Imagine they're gone without making an appointment or leaving the house. It's called Plexiderm, a clinically studied serum that visibly reduces the signs of aging in 10 minutes and lasts up to 10 hours.
We know you've seen the before and after photos on TV and social media.
And us, we use it. All of us, we are sexy liberal using Plexiderm.
We are the Plexiderm difference, y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Add some confidence in your life, okay? And knowing that you look your best, even if you're having a makeup-free day, all right?
That's right. Plexiderm goes on clear, so nobody will know you're using it unless you tell them. And that's why guys like it. And Plexiderm works great with oil-free makeup, too.
Yeah. So today, you can try a 6-day application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit www.byplex.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and give the code VOICES.
Order today. Shipping is free and it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit www.byplex.com/voices. That's www.byplex.com/voices. Or call 800-685-1292 and say code VOICES at checkout.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.